Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to PGN, Prophetic Grace Network, and welcome tonight. My name is Carmen. I'll be your host for tonight, and we'll begin with prayer. Amen. Father God, we just thank you for this time that we spend before you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your goodness. Thank you for all the things that you have planned for us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your presence that we can come to, Lord, and you cover us and you bless us. We thank you for all your goodness, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We magnify your holy name. We give you praise, honor, and glory, for you are worthy of all praise and honor. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we just pray for tonight that you would bless PGN, the ministry of PGN, Prophet Randy and his family, his wife, Lord. We pray, Father God, that you protect them, you keep them, and you continue to use them mightily for your glory. We pray for the ministers, Father God, that you would continue to give them your word, that they will give the words that come from you to your people, Father God. Protect them and their families also. We pray for the PGN family tonight, Father God. Father, we pray for each and every one of them, that you would draw them closer and closer each day as the days approach, Father God, and come closer to your coming and taking your bride to heaven with you, Lord. We just thank you, Father God, for that your goodness, Lord. And we ask you that tonight that you wouldn't be my mouth, that I'll be your mouthpiece, but that you speak through me, Lord, and that you minister to me, to your people, that whatever needs are needed tonight, whatever things that the people, that your people may need, that you will bless them tonight mightily, Father God. Father God, that it be not me, but you doing it through me, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, because we know that we're nothing without you, but that you are the Almighty God, and there is nothing impossible with you. Now, Lord, I just praise you, and I give you thanks for everything. Lord, we just continue to give you glory tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, everyone. Tonight, I would like to talk to you about the Tabernacle of Meeting. We were talking about this, and we mentioned the names of God, and I'll go do a little review before I continue, because I think it's necessary for us, for things to stick and for us to remember. Sometimes, you know, we need to hear repetition. And so in the past weeks, we were covering the names of God of Jehovah Jireh. He is the God who sees my needs and then provides for those needs. That's in Philippians 4:19. And he is Jehovah Nissi. He is the Lord, my victory, my standard, and my banner. Because when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. That's Isaiah 59:19. And Jehovah Shalom, the God of my peace, he will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Isaiah 26:3. And Jehovah Rapha, my healer, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. That's in Isaiah 53:3. Jehovah Shammah, he is always with me. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews 13:5. And these are the last two that I'm covering. And Jehovah Shabbat, he is my strong deliverer. David said, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Psalms 34:4. He is God, and above him there is no other, but he is also a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6, from those who diligently seek him. And that word diligent means, you know, earnest. Let's look it up, because that is an important word to understand, diligent. Diligent, okay. Diligence is showing, having or showing care and consciousness of one's work or duty. There's another definition to that. It's characterized by steady, earnest, and energetic effort. So it takes effort to seek God. It's not just, you know, okay, I'll read my Bible and this and that, and I'll close it and I forget about God the rest of the day. No. You have to earnestly, diligently seek him, like Hebrews 11:6 says. Okay. We will be talking today about, continuing to talk about the Tabernacle of Meetings. We talked about it last week, and how after 40 years of slavery in Egypt, God brought the Israelites to freedom. God asked Moses to go up to the cleft of the rock on Mount Sinai. On the mountain, God gave Moses instructions for his people. This was the second time God was giving Moses these instructions. The first time Moses broke the set of Ten Commandments because he was angry at the people because they created idols, the golden calf. So the Tabernacle of Meeting, there's a lot of symbolisms in that. But we have to, we could be here forever explaining all the symbolisms of the tabernacle. But I'm going to focus on the metals that were used to create the tabernacle. There were three metals that were used in the tabernacle, and what they represent. And the metals normally on earth, they represent currency. The gold, silver, and copper were used. And we know that, you know, well, they call it bronze or brass, or it's another name for copper. And we know that copper is expensive right now. Silver is expensive. Gold is expensive. So for you to understand, as I go down and explain what the Tabernacle of Meeting is all about, when you hear these things, you'll have a little better understanding. And gold is in connection with glory and our faith. Faith that is tried and tested by God. Gold in Hebrew means heavy with substance. When you've been tried and tested by God, you'll be pure as gold, right? When you go through the fire, that fire burns out all the impurities, right? So the trials and testings are part of that in our lives, that burn out the impurities in our lives. And depending on how we let God work in our lives, will come out as pure as gold. And so gold, the gold is pliable, it's moldable, right? And so you can stretch it out. Today, gold is even used in computers, in the chips, in cables. They could stretch them out in those cables really far and long. So they use the gold to cover the furniture of the tabernacle because it symbolized God's glory on earth. It was symbolic of God's glory. It was furniture used for God, for the holy thing. Silver. In Hebrew, the silver word is kesef, which means money. It is a currency that was used to pay for something. It was known that 30 shekels of silver were the price of a servant, right, of a slave. Jesus was betrayed for 30 shekels of silver. Those that betray the way of the Lord will only find land in the field of blood. When Judas betrayed Jesus and he realized what he had done, the priests in the temple, they didn't want that money back because it said it would defile their treasuries. So what they did was take that money and they bought land for those that were strangers to bury them there. And so they buried Judas. And so that land was named the Field of Blood. The Field of Blood. And so
when you betray the things of God, the only reward you're going to get, the only land you're going to get is a field of blood, basically. You're not going to get anything good. You're going to be considered a stranger. Amen? So silver. Silver is a currency. Gold is a currency. Copper, the altar of bronze in the tabernacle of meeting was symbolism of God's judgment. The laver was self-judgment. And we'll go, just keep that in your mind as we go down, and I'll explain some of the things that the tabernacle of meeting relate to these metals of currency that represent currency. Well, we know that there was 400 years. They were in slavery in Egypt, and God bought them for a price. He had sent Moses to have them kill a lamb and put the blood on the doorpost of their houses, right? And so God got them out and got them out of slavery. So on the mountain, God gave Moses instructions for his people. This was the second time that the instructions were made. The first time God supplied them, but the second time Moses was the one that took the stones, the tablets. Moses had broken the first one, so he had to, you know, because he was mad, he had to go and go back again up to the cleft of the rock. Remember, we were talking about the symbolisms of the tabernacle of meeting and the Song of Solomon. So God gave Moses a system of law for moral living, for ceremonial and spiritual laws. And these are the Ten Commandments. Not only did he give them the commandments, but an order, procedures on how to house the Ten Commandments, where to put them, and even how to build the tabernacle of meeting. He gave precise measurements. He gave him what had to be used, everything. So these metals, gold, silver, and copper, were one of the elements used in the tabernacle of meeting. And there was purpose and symbolism in all of that. So I gave you some of the information for that. And so God knew that his people would break the laws again, like when they did with the idol calf, with the golden calf. So he had to provide another way out for them, another plan. So he gave them a system of sacrifice to allow the people's sin to be covered and keep them in right relationships with him. He wanted to come and dwell with them. So then God gave Moses instructions on how to build a place to keep the laws and a place for the system of sacrifice. So a place for the laws, the Ten Commandments, where to put them, and what had to be done within the tabernacle of meetings. This place, a holy place, was set apart apart God's promises to live by. God wanted to live among them, so he had that place within them, and he built it kind of away from them, but they were all around him. The tents of the tribes were all around him, but he was in the middle. So the tabernacle was built away from the people, but at the heart of the camp, in the middle, where all of the tents were, from the east, the west, the north, and the south. So I'm very visual, so I'm going to give you a visual to follow as I speak. So God wanted to be a part of their everyday lives, right? Just like he wants to be part of our everyday lives too. so let's see like a shape of a rectangle, right? Like for the perimeters, right, of the tabernacle of meetings. And this place was in the shape of a triangle. If you look at it from the front, you see like all around it were linen. It was a linen fence, and it was white, and it was tall, and it was covered from the bottom so nobody could get in. But the only way to get into the tabernacle of meeting was through the front part, where they had an embroidered fence where they opened it up. It was a gate. It was embroidered, and so people could go in through the front part of it. And so the only way was through that gate. There was no other way to enter in, just like what Jesus. He is pure, holy, and spotless, like the white linen around the tabernacle of meeting. The only way in through the gate and the only way to God is through Jesus. Okay? So that's one of the symbolisms. The tabernacle, as you go in, is divided in three parts. Okay? So you're in the outer court. In front of you, you're going to see another kind of like a tent, because it was a makeshift tabernacle where they could tear it down and then keep moving as God told them when to move. So it had three parts: the outer court, the holy place, and the holy of holies. The outer court, there are two articles that were used for worship there. The first one is the laver. That's where it was made out of bronze. It held water. There, the priests would go and wash their hands and feet before offering the sacrifices to God. So they prepared themselves with that laver, and it was made out of bronze. And the Word of God says that it was made out of the mirrors, the women mirrors. In those days, women, the only way that they had could see themselves and see how they looked was through looking at a bronze, a finely shined up bronze metal thing where they looked into it and they can see their reflection. And it's sort of like us today with God's Word. God's Word is a mirror to us. We mirror it and we look at how we look and what needs to change. And so the labor was a self-judgment, like I had mentioned before. When we ask God, we come to God, we ask for forgiveness. We self-examine ourselves and see ourselves in the Word and know what we're doing right or wrong. How will we know if we don't know if we're sinning, if we're not reading God's Word? So it's important for us to read the Word and to see what God is telling us. It's not always what we're praying. It's what He's telling us, too. It has to be a dialogue back and forth. Okay, so the bronze altar was another article in the outer courts where it was made out of bronze too. So bronze, remember, is for judgment, but the altar of bronze is the judgment of God. The laver is self-judgment. It's us examining ourselves of our own sins. But the altar of bronze is for God to judge the sin. So this is where the sacrifices were taking place. People will go there and take an animal and sacrifice it on behalf of the person. So people will bring an animal for their sins, and then the priest would take that animal and sacrifice it. And there was some ceremonial procedure that went along with that. So the altar of the bronze of altar, at the bronze of altar, a person, you know, would do that. And we see that when we come to Jesus, Jesus gave his life for us on the cross, and he paid the price for us. Not like these animals, that they would be put in the hands of the priest, right, for the sins. And right before they were sacrificed, the priest would put his hands on them, confessing the sins of the people, and then the animal was then sacrificed in the place of that person. We don't need to do that anymore, because there were many procedures in that time. We don't need to do that because Jesus already paid the price for us. So there's no more need for sacrifices. Okay, so like I mentioned before, the laver was made from mirrors, from the women of Israel, because that's how they would look at themselves. And so the water of the Word cleans us, and it cleans. The priests would go to the laver and wash their hands and their feet, right, before they did any kind of sacrifices. In other words, it was symbolized that they were sanctified, set apart to do God's work. And Jesus did this too to the disciples, to the apostles. Well, they were disciples. He washed their feet. The laver shows us that the Word of God sets us apart for God's service when we wash ourselves with the washing of the water of the word, our hands and feet. And so it prepares us for service. Let's see, the building, okay. The holy place, we're past the outer courts where those two furnitures are at, which symbolizes judgment, whether God's judgment or self-judgment. Then you're in the holy place. And that was covered in skins, and we won't go into that, but the metals, the silver, was the foundation in order to build that tent. It supported everything else. Without the silver, the price that was paid, everything else wasn't possible. So there was symbolism easy, even in the hooks. Okay. Only priests were allowed to go into the holy place. So they got themselves right with God. They did the sacrifices. They washed their hands. They did the sacrifices, and they're in the holy place. Okay. Now we're looking at the holy place, and as you enter the holy place, let's imagine that you're walking in. To your left, you turn to your left, there's going to be a large lampstand. There, that lampstand is what we call, what is called the menorah, and it has seven places where oil was put in to light it up and bring light into the holy place. That was one piece, and it was covered in gold, another symbolism of God's glory. This lampstand was made, let's look at John 8:12. It says that Jesus said he is the light of the world. Just like that lampstand, it was representing Jesus. So we can see the light of God. To your right, you're going to turn to your right, there, a table covered in gold, and it has 12 loaves of bread that represents the 12 tribes of Israel. A priest ate that on the Sabbath. The tribes were different in numbers, but they were all equal before God. So some were smaller, some were bigger, but before God, they were represented there. The scripture also shows in John 6:48, it says, Jesus says, I am the bread of life. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. So he's talking about spiritual life. He's not talking about, well, it also affects our natural life, if believe it or not. When we walk with God, our life is prolonged when we are in the things of God. So Jesus is the bread that gives us life. Okay, so in front of the holy place, you turn to the front. You already look to the left and to the right. Now you're looking to the front. You're seeing the Holy of Holies. In front of the Holy of Holies, there's a furniture where the priests have incense. There is a small altar is made out of gold, and it offers incense day and night. The priest would light it up day and night and offer to God as a sweet-smelling aroma. Remember that we spoke about the smelling aroma in the Song of Solomon, that the bride and the bridegroom, she talked about her smell, and he talked, you know, about the smell. The smell is a pleasing aroma. Either you can smell good or you can stink and be a stench to God. Sin is a stench, and we covered that some weeks back. Remember, Song of Solomon, the fragrance mentioned there. Okay. Now, behind that altar of scent of incense, you have a veil, right, separating the holy place from the Holy of Holies. In the Holy of Holies, behind the altar of incense, was that veil that separated them. The high priest, only the high priest, the priest would work in the holy place and outside of the outer courts. But in the Holy of Holies, only the high priest could go in there. The high priest is Jesus, but when we have Jesus, we can go into the Holy of Holies, right? Because he's in us. The high priest who would carry a burning coal with him inside the Holy of Holies. So not only is the incense on the outside, but he carried a coal that was incense. It's a smell a fragrance, and this represented prayer. We are to offer prayers all the time. It's not a one-time thing. We are to pray without ceasing, Jesus tells us. God's fragrance is permeated in our lives when we pray. We have to pray all the time for everything. Once a year, the high priest would go behind the veil into the presence to offer prayers. That was only once a year. So if you remember John the Baptist's father, before John the Baptist was born, he was one of the high priests that went in there, and he, the angel of the Lord spoke to him about the birth of his son, and he was in disbelief, and that's why he stayed mute. So he came out not speaking. So there's many accounts on when the high priest would go in there. When a high priest was not walking right, some of them died. And so they wore bells on their outer garments, and if they didn't hear them in the Holy of Holies, they would pull them out with a rope. They had a rope tied to their legs so they could pull their bodies out. But in the Holy of Holies, it was dark. And only once a year, the Holy of Holies would light up with God's presence. When Jesus died on the cross, at the same time, the veil in the temple was torn from the top to the bottom by God's own hand. God did away with the things that stopped man from coming to him. So the old was passed, but it doesn't mean that we do away with what's in the Old Testament, because it is very important. Without that, we do not understand the things that are in the New Testament. It's all important. I see some people and some religions that either they go only to the Old Testament or only to the New Testament, and you can't do that. Some Messianic groups, they just focus on the Old Testament, and you don't even hear them mentioning the New Testament at all. And so their focus, and again, and things like that become religious instead of spiritual. And we have to be careful, because there are some people that in some religions, and it's all, you know, based on the works of what you're doing in the religion. And that's not what God has called us to do. God has called us to see these things and to appreciate what they mean, so that we can understand what's in the spiritual, so that we can have that understanding of what God is doing in our lives, okay, so that we can live with purpose. The Holy of Holies has two pieces of furniture. It looks like one, but it's really two. The top part is the Ark of the Covenant, where the bottom part is the Ark of the Covenant, where Aaron's rod budded, and there was a bowl of manna. That's when God provided food for them. And when they didn't have food, they complained that they didn't have food, so he gave them manna. And then the Ten Commandments of the tablets were stored there inside that, the bottom part of the Ark of the Covenant. It was covered in gold, too. The Ark was a place of safety. Just like Noah's Ark was a place of safety for those that wanted God, God is a place of safety for us, too. The mercy seat, on the top portion of the Ark of the Covenant were two angels. They were called cherubims. And they were pointing towards each other, like, you know, one touching the other. And this was symbolism of God's judgment on top of the Ark of the Covenant. So God's instructions were on the bottom, but the mercy seat was on the top. On the Day of Atonement, the high priest would sprinkle blood on of an animal that was sacrificed on the mercy seat. God would come and fill the Holy of Holies, indicating all of Israel's sins would be forgiven. And that was done once every year. Jesus is our mercy seat. The Bible says that because of his blood and his sacrifice, he died, and he didn't do it once a year. He did it once and for all. That made our salvation possible for us. It was his sacrifice, and he did that once and for all. No need to do it again. There's no need for more sacrifices. But those symbolisms are important. They're still important to us. They're not to be done away with. We have to understand that. the Bible, there has to be balance in what we're learning and what is taught, because people, you know, they don't understand that God's word is the whole word. It still stands. God has mercy on us because of Jesus. We don't have to go to a temple to get our sins covered every year. We have access to Jesus to be forgiven without any more any more sacrifices. He already paid the price. It was done, and it's finished. It's done. So the purpose of the tabernacle was to show the Israelites that God was the true God, not like the gods that were around them. They were not true gods. They were false gods. And the people that served them, they weren't true to the real God. God shows us that through the Old Testament, how he established this in the New Covenant, where we read about Jesus' sacrifice, that he is God come to save us from sin. Okay? The purpose of the tabernacle was to point to Jesus Christ, the one who came to fulfill God's plan of salvation. God had a plan. He knew that he knew who we were and that we would sin, but he had a plan, not a temporary sacrifice like the ones in the tabernacle of meeting, but this was an eternal sacrifice once and for all eternity. He is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Anyone who puts their faith in him will have eternal life. We become God's temple. When God comes to dwell in us, we are now the temple of the Holy Spirit to live permanently in us, not temporarily once a year, but forever, forever. So he doesn't leave us. He doesn't forsake us. He's with us. So now we have an understanding of the metals, and there's more symbolism than that, but it would take so long to even explain that. But I want to discuss a little bit about honor. There's been some things that I've been seeing around me, and the Lord has been nudging me about that, and I want to talk about it, and it's about honor. And this is for a blessing for us, because if we have an understanding what honor is about, we're going to be honored. When we dishonor, we're going to be dishonored. So I mentioned some weeks back about gossip, you know, or slander. And I want to read Proverbs 18, verse 1. It says, a man who lates himself seeks his own desire. He rages against all wise judgment. We must be careful not to isolate ourselves from others. If we isolate ourselves from God because either we're hurt or we're tired of people or we don't understand what God is saying, then get God's wisdom on the matter, okay? When we fail to see God on any matter and choose our own way and just move away and say, oh, I'm not dealing with that anymore, we may find that God will reprimand us later on, okay? Because we put ourselves in a place where God has to, where God has to reprimand us. You know, he loves those that he disciplines, right? Because if he didn't, then he would leave us to ourselves. But sometimes we get into things that we shouldn't be, and we stray away from the right way to go. And God doesn't want to do that. But he's such a loving God. He brings things for us to realize his word to show us that we're not in right standing with him. And it hurts him as much as it hurts us, because he loves us. He doesn't want to be away from us. So God will bring you into a safe place of refuge when you run to it. But when you don't and have your own thoughts on a matter, the enemy will destroy you. Okay? So let's look at verse 2 of Proverbs 18. A fool has no delight in understanding, but in expressing his own heart. This is what he or she thinks. Be careful, beloved. Run to him when you don't understand something, or ask those that have understanding before you bring dishonor to yourself. Okay. So verse 3, when the wicked comes, contempt comes also. And with dishonor comes reproach. So you see, when we dishonor, reproach comes. Contempt means the feeling that a person or thing is beneath consideration, worthless, or deserving scorn. Scorn, disdain, disrespect, disregard. The offense of being disobedient to or disrespectful of a court of law and its officer. So when we have contempt towards another, here it's comparing it to a court of law and its officers. In the kingdom of God, we have spiritual officers, the ministers of the fivefold ministry, those that are in doing the work of God. When we disrespect them, we're bringing contempt to ourselves. When you hold someone in contempt, it means that you despise or strongly disapprove of them. A feeling of disrespect or disapproval of something or someone, okay? So you get annoyed, you get bothered with them. Dishonor, when you dishonor, you are disrespecting another, causing someone or something to no longer be respected. Be careful you don't dishonor, okay? The things of God, because you don't understand it. God says, don't dishonor your parents. God says, don't dishonor your spouse. God says, don't dishonor ministries that minister God's word. You know, sometimes we don't understand what the ministers are doing, but we need to ask. God's word says about honoring. And when we honor, we in turn are honored. We get a reward for honoring others. Let's look at what things or people we are to honor. Number one, we honor God. In 1 Samuel 2:3, it says, those who honor me, I will honor. God, we honor God through the finances. We honor God with what we say. We honor God with what we do. That's in Proverbs 3:9. Honor your parents. Exodus 20:12. It says, instructions of how to live, okay? Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. All right, so there is a reward for honoring your mother and your father. You may not agree with everything that they're saying, but don't be talking bad about them. Pray for them and ask God to help them so that they can be the parents that they're supposed to be. Pray for those that you know, they're not living right. Okay. Number three, honor your spouse. Husbands, give honor to the wife. 1 Peter 3:7. Let the wife see that she respects her husband. Ephesians 5:33. Don't belittle anyone. Don't be criticizing, backbiting, gossiping about them, okay? Number four, honor those who are older. Sometimes we see older people, and this is something that I love about the Japanese people. They honor the elderly. Leviticus 9:32, it says, you shall rise up before the gray-headed and honor the aged. The aged. Number five, honor your bosses. Oh, this is a biggie for some. Servants, be submissive to your masters, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the harsh. 1 Peter 2:18. So this has to do with the masters and the employees, our employers. If you don't like what they're doing, better get out. So you need to honor them because it's not pleasing before the eyes of the Lord. Okay? And it says, 1 Timothy 6:1, all who are under the yoke as slaves are to regard their own masters as worthy of all honor so that the name of the Lord and our doctrine will not be spoken against. We stand out as God's children among those in the world as long as you are there working. So if as long as you're there working, stand out as children of God. Six, honor church leaders. Honor those who are leaders in the Lord's work. 1 Thessalonians 5:12. They work hard among you and warn you against all that is wrong. Think highly of them and give them your wholehearted love because they are straining to help you. Okay? So love them. That doesn't mean that you bring them above God, because remember in the tabernacle, the articles were made out of wood, but they were covered in gold, right? So we are vessels. We are vessels of wood. It's not us. It's God. It's God doing it through us, okay? So how do you honor? It says, don't speak critically about them in private or public. Don't disrespect them when they are preaching and doing other things. Instead of paying attention to what they're trying to teach you, your focus is on something else and you're not paying attention. That's a dishonoring. You open the doors for them when it's their birthday. You say happy birthday. You recognize their achievements. You don't criticize them if they have or if they don't have. That's not your concern. Okay, number 7, honor government officials. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, that the authorities that exist and are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God. This is in Romans 13, 1, 2, 2. And then, so in 2 Peter 2, 9 through 10, it says, there will be punishment for those who follow the corrupt desires of the flesh and despise authority. Ooh. This is not me saying it. It is God saying it. So we need to respect those in authority. Refuse to speak against them. If you have to say something, well, then call them up and say, you know, I have these concerns and this is my opinion. But don't be backbiting them. That's so ugly, and especially of God's children. Pray for them. 1 Timothy 2, 1 to 2. So you can have peace in your land. So it says here in honor police and ministry. Give respect and honor to those who are in authority. Romans 13:7. They serve and risk their lives for you, okay? These soldiers risk their life for you. They deserve honor. Some of them, those in the military, they behave dishonorably, but that's different. That's what they're doing. God doesn't want us to honor anyone because of what they're doing. They could be doing wrong, but God wants us to respect them. Even the homeless person in the streets, when you're going to minister to them, if you're not honoring them, realizing that they're creatures of God, that God wants to bless them, then you can't minister to them if you're dishonoring them, if you're belittling them, you know, looking down on them. You have to see, honor them, respect them, okay? So even in that, 9, honor your children. Do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Ephesians 6:4. Honor means to respect, to value. How do you value your children? By showing them affection. How do you value your and honor your children? Spending quality time with them. Speak words of affirmation. Make them a priority in your life. Discipline them. Yes, discipline them. Because if you don't discipline them, then you don't really love them. You're to be models of honor to your children. Teach them by your behavior. Teach them how to honor others. Telling the truth, respecting authority, okay? So if you're not doing it, how do you expect your children to do it? All right. 10, honor others before yourself. Honor one another above yourself. Romans 2:10, walk in love towards all people. Jesus says we are to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love others as ourselves. This is found in Mark 12, verse 30 through 31. Okay? When we do this, we show God's love to the world. When we become a testimony of what God says, there is a reward for crucifying the flesh to obey God's command, his instructions on how to love and honor others. This is a perfect time of year now that we're coming together to see family. We need to practice honoring. Honoring is respecting them, not for what they do, but what God says to do towards them, okay? So there's a difference there. It's not because of what they do, because if it was because of what we all did, none of us would deserve honor. So repent if you have dishonored others. We don't want God's word, God's instructions to go on deaf ears. We want a reward, right? So in order to live long, so in order for us to prosper, in order for us to be honored and to have peace, we need to honor, and then we'll get it back. What you sow, you're going to reap. Okay, let's go to, let's see, one of the things that I want to cover still about honoring God is how do we honor God with things? We honor God with things with our time. That's in Psalms 144:4. With our talents, that's Matthew 25:14-30. With our bodies, because we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 6:18-20. With our treasures, that's our money, our finance. Yes, I'm talking about money, your money. Yes, for some of you guys that don't want to give. Matthew 6:21, Proverbs 3:9, Malachi 3:10. With your heart, Isaiah 29:13. Okay, so with your body, like I mentioned before, because you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 6:18-20 says, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. So in conclusion, God says with all of this that I have said, this is all in this script, these two verses. 1 Peter 2:17-18. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king, servants, be submissive to your masters with respect. Okay? So honor. Okay? And so I felt like I needed to say that tonight. Give me one moment here. And we'll be taking calls tonight, praying and taking testimonies. And we'll be praying over you first. Give me a moment. Okay. All right. And I have a caller. Let's see. Some people don't have their hands up. Please press 1 so that you can be placed in the queue, okay? All righty. Let's see which one's first, because I have to see which one goes first. All right. 470-433. Your name and where you're from.
My name is Sabrina, and I am calling from Illinois, ma'am.
Sabrina?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm sorry. Is that sometimes... I don't hear because of the phones real clearly. Let me put you on mute and then let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Sabrina. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because you're guiding her in the ways to go. That Father God, you're correcting some things that she realizes were not of you. And I thank you, Father God, because our heart is for you. Our heart is for you, and she wants you, and she wants your ways, Lord. I see that, Lord. I thank you for her heart, Father God, that she knows that there's some things that need correction. And I thank you, Lord, because you're guiding her, and you're illuminating her path, Father God. You're showing her the right way to go. And it's no coincidence that she's calling tonight, Father God. Because I sense, Lord, that you're beginning a new work in her life, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for Sabrina. Oh, Rabashatan Dalamakia Roboshatalabakai Innamakai. Yes, Lord, I thank you, Father God, for the things that you're tearing off of her, taking off of her, that are coming off of her, Father God. I thank you, Father God, even as we speak, Father God, things are coming off of her, Father God, off of her life. Father God, I thank you, Father God, because you're illuminating her path, Father God. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus for Sabrina. Thank you, Lord, for Sabrina, Father God.
Thank you for her in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Sabrina?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for your prayer, because God is doing a new thing in me. I am healed of cancer. And God has just restored me. Yes, ma'am. Stage 3 breast cancer. It's been a year and 3 months, and God has just given me back strength, and he has told me that he still has need of me, and he is just opening up doors for me to just come back into ministry and do what he has called me to do. And I am so grateful to that, because it has been a long journey with this cancer battle, but God has totally healed me. And he's allowed me to share my testimony. So God is doing a new thing in me. And I have to have one more surgery next year. But I thank God for what he's doing. I really thank God for what he's doing. And if it's possible, I would like to ask for prayer for my husband, Roosevelt. He's walked away from God, and I've been standing and asking, just standing in the gap for him and asking God to reconcile my marriage and to bring him back to God.
Yes. Are you together?
No, ma'am, we're not. No, we're not together right now.
Yes. Okay. Father God, I just lift up Sabrina's husband, Father God. I thank you, Father God, you're touching his heart right now, Lord. I thank you, Father God, because we just pray that you put godly people in his path, Father God, to minister to him in a way that he'll understand. Lord, prepare his heart. Prepare his heart to receive. And whatever the enemy is trying to do, Lord, we bind that from him in the name of Jesus. And we just pray, Father God, that you encircle him with your angels, Father God, that you would help him, Father God, for your angels to minister to him in this season. Father God, so that he can come, Lord, that whatever hurts and pain, whatever ways that he's walked into thinking the things that he thought were right, Father God, Lord, we just pray, Father God, that you take the veils off of his eyes, Father God, so that he can see you, Father God, that he will know you, Father God, and that he will know in the way that he is to go, in Jesus' name. I just pray, Father God, that you restore their lives, Father God, that you draw them to you, Lord, and that you guide them on what they are to do, Lord. I thank you for my sister, Father God, for the healing. And, Lord, we just curse anything else that's left there in her body. We curse that cancer in the name of Jesus, and anything left or anywhere, we curse it to the root in the name of Jesus, and we command that to go in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the rapid healing. We thank you, Father God, for the testimony. Reward my sister for the testimony that she gave, lifting you up. She's lifting your holy name. We thank you, Father God, for the things that you're breaking off of her, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It is done. It is finished. We thank you for that in the name of Jesus. And whatever medications or anything that may have been bad for her, Lord, we just pray that you just remove all that from her body. Anything that hasn't been there or is in there, Lord, we just pray that you remove it out of her body, that her veins, that her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, that her blood, Father God, all be cleansed in Jesus' name, that anything that might be hindering her be removed in Jesus' name. Be removed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Wow, sister, that's what I was seeing, that the Lord was breaking off of you.
Yes,
that's what it was. Wow. Wow. God is good. And I don't know you, right? I don't know who you are.
No,
we
ma'am.
Don't talk. That was God.
No, ma'am. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. It was God. Thank you. And I started not to call in tonight. And some just say, just call Sabrina. And when I was able to get in, and I was the first one, and I said, this had to be God. This had to be God. Thank you so much. Because, yes, God is. He is doing a new thing in my life, ma'am. He really is. He is. He has restored me in such a way. It just amazes me when I see how God has restored me through this journey that I've been on.
Well, you continue to seek him
And he's going to show you some things. He's going to start showing you some things like never before. Things that I feel that you thought they were okay. And he's going to show you no. And the more you seek him, the more you seek him, the more the voice is going to be more clearer. And, yeah, go for it. Go for it. Go and serve the Lord. And I don't know if you heard the beginning of what I was teaching about the tabernacle of meeting, where the priests would wash their hands and their feet, right, for service.
Yes, ma'am.
So, you know, as you spend time in the Lord and reading the Word of God, it's like a mirror, and he's going to show you the things that shouldn't be there. Sort of like when we lift up a mirror in front of our faces so we can see what's out of place and what needs to be removed, or if I have a little crumb in my face, or I need to fix this, and or my hair is out of place. Well, God is going to show you in his word what things are out of place so that you could fix it. God will help you to fix it, because he's not going to leave you alone. He's going to show you how to do it, and he's going to help you to do it, okay, so that you can go into his service, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
But for that, like I said at the beginning, for that you have to be diligent. Remember what I said about being diligent. And if you haven't heard the show, at the end of the show, you can listen to it again. You got to be diligent in seeking God. Okay?
Okay.
So
yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you so much, ma'am. Thank you so much. And you have a blessed holiday.
You too. God bless. All right. Let's see. All right. The next one is 903-918. Your name and where you're from.
This is Michelle from Texas.
Michelle from Texas. Okay. Okay. Give me a minute to mute you. Okay, so I won't hear things in the background. Okay, Michelle from Texas. Thank you, God, for Michelle from Texas. Lord, I thank you, Father God, for Michelle from Texas. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you're teaching Michelle how to enter in your presence and how to see things like she's never seen them before, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, because my sister has a teachable heart. Thank you, Jesus, because she sees the things that that were wrong. And she knows where it was wrong, and she's approaching you, Lord, seeking you with holy hands, Father God, seeking you with holy hands. She comes with humility, Father God. Thank you, Lord, because of the humility that is being presented in my sister as she seeks you, Father God, as she seeks you diligently, realizing that there's more to this than she thought. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know what, Michelle? I just see you like going faster, like if you're on a bike and you're running in that bike, and you're seeing things that you didn't see them before, and you're enjoying them as you're riding on that bike, and you're looking to the side, and it's almost like you're like learning to appreciate the things of God in a different way that you never saw before. I see you like riding on a bike, and beauty around you, and you're seeing the beauty of God like you never seen before. And so God is doing a change in your life, a transformation in your life, because you've humbled yourself and you recognize there's some things that weren't right. And so God is changing that about you. And I see you riding. I don't understand that, why you're riding on the bike, but I guess it's, you know, God showing you a different perspective in life. And so I thank you, Lord, for that, for my sister Michelle. I thank you for what you're doing in her life. I thank you, Father God, for her humble heart, Father God, for her turning to you, Father God, and learning to enjoy life and seeing things the way you see them. Father God, for the first time in a long time, she hasn't seen that, Lord. And I thank you, Father God, that
you're changing the way she looks at things. I thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Michelle, are you there?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Amen.
What's going on?
Praise God. I'm just blessed by the word. And,
Amen.
I just needed prayer tonight. I had had some issues with my heart that came up, and I just wanted prayer for that, if you could pray for me.
For your heart?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny to say that, because that's what the word that I just gave you has to do with. You're realizing certain things, and where we realize it is in our heart. And what changes in our heart takes shape in our body. So I thank you, Father God, that this turnaround, this turnabout, Father God, that's coming in my sister's life, that you're changing things in her life to seeing things, and that she's being set free, and she's knowing the truth, and the truth is setting her free. And because you're setting her free, Lord, I just thank you, Father God, for her physical heart. And I ask you, Father God, to bring healing in that heart from past hurts, from things in her life, Father God, that have come to hurt her. But, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, because she comes to realize that these trials and tribulations are because they're turning her closer to you. And I thank you, Father God, that for that change of heart, Father God. I pray that you just bring healing into our heart. Whatever is causing her heart issues, Lord, we take authority over that, and we command it to leave her in Jesus' name. And, Lord, I just pray that you give her wisdom, 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 Father God, on how to take care of her temple, how to honor her body, Father God. Show her how to honor her body, Father God, that you will be glorified in. And I thank you, Father God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for my sister, Lord, for Michelle, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for that teachable heart, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in her body, her physical body, her spiritual body, that temple of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Michelle, is there anything you want to say?
I just want to say when you were talking about the hurt, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes we think that we have gotten past things, you know, and that we move forward. And he, like you said, he was just showing me that I had still was holding on to some hurt. And
yeah.
That does affect you physically, whether you
yeah.
believe
yep.
it or not. And I could see when maybe if I was around a certain person or a certain thought would come to my mind, I could feel my
mm-hmm.
heart, like, aching a little bit. You know what I mean? And I never noticed that before.
Oh, wow.
And he was making me aware that you've got to take a hold of your thoughts, and you've got to take a hold of your emotions, and you've got to forgive. And
exactly.
So,
and
yeah,
honor those
so.
People, even though they, you know, they're not acting right. Whoever they are, God wants us to honor people. And when we honor other people, we're going to be honored ourselves. And I went down the list, and there probably is more people that we can honor that I didn't even mention in what I just taught. But honor's reward is being honored. But when you dishonor other people, sometimes because we get mad at them and don't understand that, you know, that's an opportunity for God to bless us, you know, and we miss that. But you know what? God is so graceful that he continuously, he knows we're going to sin. He knows we're going to sin. And that's why we have Jesus, as long as we confess it. And right now you're confessing that. You're confessing that. You could confess it directly to him, but you're saying that in front of us, and letting us know that this is what's going on. And that's a confession unto God. God is hearing that right now. And so he knows, and you're humbling yourself, sister. And I know that God is going to start working in a way that you never realize. And it's going to bring healing. It's going to bring healing to your heart,
bring, it's going to bring healing to your mind, and it's going to bring peace because Jesus is our Prince of Peace. He's Jehovah Shalom, and there's going to be shalom in the home, right? So continue to do that. Like I was mentioning the Tabernacle of Meeting, where at the beginning when you enter in, you know, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So if we look at those articles in the temple, we have to deal with self-judgment, you know, examining ourselves of our sins, and you're doing it already. And so that's cleansing you, okay? And so the provision for that sin is Jesus at the altar of bronze. He's our sacrifice so that you can enter in. And he's going to bring you healing. He's going to bring you healing emotionally, and it's going to help you. And I'm glad that you're saying that about your heart. You know, everything that we do, it's connected to our bodies, our natural bodies. So I thank God for that. I pray that God continue to open your eyes and let you see the things that he has for you. And I pray that God will help you to know how to honor. At first, it might be hard to honor people, but you know what? It gets easier. It'll get easier, okay? And so there is a blessing with that. And let's repent of it. And I'm going to say a prayer for all of us right now about dishonoring, okay? And then you can follow along with it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you've seen that dishonoring others is not good, and there's not a reward with that. And Lord, we just repent of that right now, and we ask you, Father God, to wash us with the precious blood of Jesus and help us to honor those around us, because there is a reward for honoring others. And we don't do it only for the reward. We do it because you command us to do it. We do it to honor you. And we ask you, Father God, to help us in this season to honor others, even when they don't deserve it, even when they're acting ugly, whether it's our bosses, our parents, our spouses, a friend, whoever, Lord, a minister. Father God, we ask you to forgive them, and we ask you to help us to honor them in the name of Jesus, to respect them in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so God is going to show you other things, sister. Stay in the word, because that's where you're going to be. The word of God is going to illuminate things in your life, okay?
Okay.
So you can hear the words through PGN, but God wants to take you in the secret place. Remember? You know, he wants to be alone with you. He wants to share some secrets with you. He wants to bring you up higher so you can see the bigger picture, okay?
Yes.
All right,
Amen.
Sister, is there anything you would like prayer for or a testimony or anything else before I go on to the next person?
No, that was it. Praise God. I received the word, as I said, in the prayer. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, okay. God bless you. You have a blessed week.
God bless you, and Merry Christmas.
Amen. Oh, sorry. Yeah, this thing is so slow. All right. There's other people on the line. If you want to be ministered to tonight, we don't have, we have some people. I think I can get through all of them tonight. If you raise your hands, I'll get to you. Our next caller is 323-572. Your name and where you're from.
Frida, Los Angeles.
Frida.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Let me put you on mute, and then I'll where did she go? All right. There you go. All right. Let me put you on mute, and then I'll come back to you. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for Frida. I thank you, Father God, for Frida. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, there's lots of talent in Frida, Lord. There's many talents in Frida, Father God. And I just pray that I take authority over that spirit of fear that doesn't allow her to move forward, Lord. There's a lot of things that you have placed in her, Lord. And I just pray that you help her, take her by the hand and guide her, Father God, to release her. We take authority over that spirit of fear, and we command it to go from her in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, never to come back. In Jesus' name, back to, I command that fear to go to the pit of hell and never come back. And Lord, I just pray, Father God, that that you release her to move forward. So that, Father God, that anointing will break whatever it is that is holding her back. I bind that spirit from lying to her in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, Father God, for the blood of Jesus over her mind. I thank you because she has the mind of Christ. I thank you because she has the mind of Christ. And I thank you, Father God, for the talents that you've put in her that are going to be in use for the kingdom of God. For the kingdom of God. And I thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the arts, Lord, for the arts. I don't know what that is about. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Frida?
Yes.
You there? Okay.
I'm here.
Are you in some kind of art or something, maybe singing or painting or something?
No, not currently, no.
But is that in your heart?
Well, I used to sing a long time ago, sung in a long time.
What stopped that?
Maybe I questioned myself if I had the kind of voice that some people have, and I felt like that I didn't.
Well, that's what I think the Lord is trying to show you, that there was some fear, because I took care of that. There was some fear, but don't compare yourself to other people, because it's not about being the same as other people. I remember listening to a worship singer, and she says that in school when she was young, she would sing, and the teachers would tell her how bad she was, that she would sing horrible, and yet a lot of people seek out her music, her anointed music, because she worships the Lord with her heart. So I believe that God wants to use those talents again, and don't let the enemy lie to you. I took care of that in prayer. Move forward, okay? Don't be afraid. God's going to help you. There's some talents he put in you that you need to start letting out. If you walked in that before, we want you to move in. And you're not going to be the same as everybody else, because you're Frida. You're Frida. Right. He made you Frida. He didn't make you like everybody else. And that's what people are going to love, because you're different. You're not going to be like other people. Right?
Amen.
You're not going to be. Yeah. And so glorify the Lord in your talents. Are you in church now?
No, I'm not in church.
Okay. And why is that? What's going on?
Well, I just didn't really find a church that I felt like was spirit-filled.
Okay. Okay. Well, God will help you find that place. But remember, no minister is perfect. Okay?
Yeah.
And here on PGN, we have ministers throughout the week. We have Prophet Randy is the head of the PGN.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear him each night. You know, he ministers every night. And you can call in and raise your hand, and he'll minister to you. We don't sell anything except we give the word of God. And those that want, they can give to PGN as they are led. But Prophet Randy does not sell anything. He just gives the word. He's a prophet of God. And there's other prophets here on PGN that minister to you to help you in your walk with God. You know, we see the things in part, and we give you God's word. And so whatever it is that God is bringing up to the forefront, that's what we give you. Okay? And so as you're waiting to find a church, and, you know, there's no perfect church, let me tell you. You know, once you're in it, like they used to tell us, once you're in it, then it stops being perfect because we're not perfect. And so we have to honor those and pray for them because we're going to see imperfections in them, but it's possibly imperfections that are in us. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so if we see that, we need to pray for them. And it's not because they're perfect that we are supposed to honor them. It's because God says. And if we want to honor God, then we do what God says. Okay. So as you enter the church, and you're going to see a lot of things you don't like, but that's okay. Don't speak it. Don't talk bad about anybody. You're going to see how you're going to grow as you honor other people, and then you will be honored. Okay? God will honor you for usefulness, and, you know, seek the word, read the word every day. Be diligent about it. Not just half-hearted, but diligent. You can't do it in a lazy fashion. Get a notebook and start writing your notes and listen to what God is telling you. What is God saying? God, you know, God, I'm hearing this. What is it that you're telling me? He'll explain it to you. There's things to study with. You could go online. There's a lot of Bibles that you could read them in different versions. You could study the word in depth. But read the word of God. Without the word of God, that's God's instructions for life for us. And if you don't have it, how are you going to know which way to go? Okay? So it's important for you to get on reading the word. All right? So don't look at the ministers or the churches. You're never going to find a perfect one. But listen to what Prophet Randy says for these days. There's a lot of things that he's teaching, and if you don't understand something, ask, and he'll explain it to you, okay? Ask us. When we teach something and you don't understand it, we'll explain it to you. And doing all this will help you to grow in the Lord. But I sense that there's some gifts in you that God wants to use, minister, but he wants you to get serious about your walk with him, okay?
Okay.
I'm talking to you like Auntie Carmen.
Okay.
That's what I saw. I saw, you know, like the arts, like talents, like you got talents, and it may be more than singing. Have you done painting?
I've never done painting.
Okay. Well, I'm just seeing the art that God, there's some talents he put in you that you don't even realize that you have to uncover. Okay. So don't compare yourself to other people because that's not, you know, God made you a certain way. And there's going to be people that only you are going to touch. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So forget about what everyone else is doing. You don't want to be a carbon copy of somebody else.
Okay.
God made you you. God made you Frida.
Amen.
Okay? Amen. Amen. Is there anything you want to give testimony about or prayer you want to ask for prayer for?
I think you covered it.
Amen. Amen. Well, we look forward to hearing you. Have you been here before, or is it your first time?
I called and talked to you once before.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you for calling. Well, God bless you, and call again and listen to, and you can even hear the archives of the week. You could go to PGN Randy Chandler Ministries. And you can see the archives of the week and catch up with some of the things that Prophet Randy's talking about, okay? And what other ministers are talking about, all right? So usually, unless something's going on, there's always a minister on the nights from Monday through Sunday. There's usually somebody. And so during the week, there's maybe before the show comes on, we have other ministers that come on, okay? So you can catch up with some of the old shows and be blessed by that, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, God bless
you. Thank you. God bless you.
Nice to hear you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
God bless. Bye-bye. All right.
I have other ministers, other people on the line that don't have their hands raised up. There's plenty of people on. If you want ministry tonight, please raise your hand up. And I'll wait for you. Meanwhile, I'll play a song until somebody decides to raise their hand. Let me play. Okay. All right.
The Lord made the Sabbath to dwell with me.
Realize that you're not on the in the queue. Dial one, and then you'll be in the queue, and I can see you and pick up your call. All right, we have a caller. Sometimes you think you're on the queue, and you're not. Just dial one to be on or off. I have 847-239. Your name and where you're from.
Hi, this is Stephanie from Illinois.
Stephanie from Illinois, okay. Give me a moment, I'll put you on mute, and then I'll come back to you. Thank you, Lord, for Stephanie. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I will praise your holy name. There's some decisions you're trying to make, and you want to make these decisions, and it feels good to you. The Lord wants to give you confirmation of them as you seek him. These decisions are something that makes you feel good and that you want to do, and God will give you confirmation because there's times that you you see them, you see these the situation, and you turn and you say, no, I'm not going to do that. But then there's another day and you say, yes, I'm going to do that. So God is going to help solidify those decision making by when you spend time with him, he's going to open your eyes and let you see, and so that you can confirm if it's yay or nay, okay? So Stephanie and Lord, I thank you, Father God, for her heart that seeks after you. Thank you, Lord, because she wants to be a pleasing aroma unto you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And she's wanting to please you and your ways, Lord. And she wants to honor you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing in Stephanie's life, Father God. Thank you, Lord. The road has been tough, but Lord, she's there. She's shining. She's shining for you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's been a shaky situation, but Lord, she's with you, and she doesn't want to make any more mistakes. She wants to live for you. She wants to do what's right in your eyes, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Stephanie?
Yeah.
Okay. Talk to me.
I just wanted to just call in just a prayer. So.
Okay, what do you want prayer for?
Well, you already prayed, so it was good. But I guess just for just to press into God more, and then
Was that what you're going through? You're trying to make a decision?
I just want to make sure that I'm doing his will.
Okay. Yeah, and he did say, he's saying yes, that he's going to guide you in it, and he's going to bring confirmation as to what you're doing, and he's going to make it clear to you so that you know if it's yes or no. But this is as you seek him, he's going to show you, okay? And he's gonna confirm it. He's going to either confirm it through someone else or through the words that you're reading in the word. As you spend time with him, it's going to, right now it feels right. And I'm not saying that it's wrong. I'm not saying that it's wrong. But God is going to confirm it to you because he wants you to learn to always present everything to him so that your ways are established, because you know that you know that you know that what you're doing is led by God, okay? And I'm not saying that it's right or wrong, but your heart, what you're feeling in your heart to seek him, yes, he's going to show you. He's going to show you, okay? So that was what the Lord was talking. Okay, well, do you want prayer for something else, or would you like to give a testimony?
I could just prayer just to hear him clearly.
Okay. You know what? And that's going to come. Yeah, that's going to come through spending time with him. Some weeks back, I shared with some people, some of the ladies, that one of the quickest ways for you to get your mind still and into him is fasting. Maybe a juice fast, or, I mean, it doesn't have to be long, or maybe it's a meal or whatever, as the Lord leads you. And that will
quiet your flesh. And when you're reading the word, you're going to be able to see what he's trying to show you. Early in the morning, that's the best time. After you wake up, you get your coffee, you have coffee with Jesus. And you spend time in the word and write a journal, get a journal or any book. I mean, a 50-cent book and start notebook and start writing what you hear God showing you. And then just sit there and wait for him to speak to you. It's not just reading through and then, okay, I've done, you know, because I've done that. I read the word, Lord, I'm busy, I got to do stuff. No, sit there, make time for him, and then write down what you sense the Lord telling you. And it's going to become clearer and clearer. And in your prayer time, you say, Lord, this is what I'm presenting to you. This is what I'm presenting to you. Guide me in my decision making. I want you to help me. I want you to be first in everything I do. And so as you spend time with him, he's going to make it clear. At first, it's going to be rough because your flesh is going to fight you because it's stronger than your spirit, man. And whatever you feed is stronger. So if you don't feed your flesh, then it's going to rebel for a while. But it's going to quiet down. And then your spirit man will start healing, okay? And as you worship him, spend time in worship, it's going to be a big change. You're going to see. And the more you do it, the more you do it, the more clear his voice gets. And you're going to hear. You're going to hear what he has to say. And he'll confirm it. He'll confirm it through his prophets. He'll confirm everything that he's telling you. Then you're going to go, wow, that was God talking to me. That was him. You know, in your quiet time with him, he's going to say some things. And at first you're like, but then God will confirm it. And you're going to go, wow, that was him. So then this is what God is leading me. And then it's going to get easier to understand and understand what he's saying. Okay. But seek him diligently. Put an effort into it because he speaks to his children. He does speak to his children. He wants to talk to you. You talk to him, he talks to you, you talk to him. It's like lovers, like we were talking about the Song of Solomon. He loves you. He wants to spend time with you. So as you make that time for him, you're going to see that he's going to help you to see what it is about that decision, whether yay or nay. And I'm not saying that I know which one it is. He's going to be the one to show you, and then he'll confirm it. Okay? So, Lord, I just thank you for Stephanie, Lord. I just pray, Father God, that you help her, Father God, to as she spends time with you, to have ears to hear. Lord, help her to hear you clearly. Lord, you help her. Lord, show her and guide her, Father God, that she will know without a shadow of a doubt that it's you speaking and that you will confirm to her the things that you're speaking. And that she will know that you're there right there with her. And Lord, let her grow closer and closer to you and grow in leaps and bounds in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Stephanie. Okay, Stephanie, is there anything else you would like me to pray about?
I guess maybe just not having fear, because whenever like we try and walk in faith, there's always that fear of like the unknown and everything. So maybe that.
Well, he will. He'll guide you. He'll guide you as you're in him and you spend time in him. He's going to show you. He's your God. He will love you, but you have to come in. You, nobody else can do that for you. He's going to come in and he's going to show you some things. It's going to be really good. Like I tell everybody, get your notebooks out, write what he's telling you, and you talk to him, you ask questions, and he'll talk to you. Sometimes he'll use someone, he'll use a situation, you'll go somewhere, and he'll speak to you through something. You'll start hearing God. But at first, it's so hard because you're not used to it. But then once you start getting a hold of how he speaks to you in his word, and how, you know, he reveals his will, then it becomes easier and easier. It's like getting to know somebody, okay? Like when you get to know somebody, at first you don't know much about them and you don't know their ways, But then the more you spend time with them, you enjoy each other, and sometimes you don't even have to talk, that you enjoy each other. Okay? So seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek him first. Spend time with him. Worship. Worship in song. You know, magnify him. The bigger you make God, the bigger you'll see God in your life. So it's like I have a magnifying glass in my desk. And every once in a while, when I want to see something in detail, I'll pull it out and I'll look into it and I see all the details of it. That's how you should do with the Word of God. Bring it apart. Read into it. Read what this word means. Look what that word means. And you're going to realize that he's been speaking to you throughout all the things that you've been reading. But because you don't take the time to magnify him with your magnifying glass, right? And you start seeking him. You pray and you seek him. And you go, oh, I didn't know that was there. Like the other day, an example. Like the other day, the Lord was telling me that he was going to use me in a certain way. And something happened, and I have to take my car to a certain place. And the name of the place means what he was telling me. And I started to laugh. I'm over here talking to the Lord, and I'm laughing. I go, you're funny, Lord. I go, you were telling me about this earlier, and I didn't realize it, but reading your word and getting deep down in what the meanings are of what you're trying to tell me, that word came up. And I was like, he's funny. I'm telling you, God is funny. He'll show you things. And so be aware that everything that you live in life, he's speaking through those things. He can even talk through a child. He can talk through a child. I remember years ago when I was a young woman, very young, and I was a young believer. I was down. And I you know, life was hitting me hard. And so I was, you know, kind of out of it. And one day, this one lady, she was a pastor of a church, and she got in her car, in her van, and she was taking me home. And she had this hyperactive little boy. And that little boy was, like, bouncing off the wall. So when I get off the car and I'm heading to my apartment, he calls me and he goes, Sister Carmen, come here. And I go back to where the van is, and he gives me this hug. I kid you not, I felt the love of God through that little kid. And he was annoying as like, you have no idea, in church. He was big off the wall. But when that little boy hugged me, I felt the love of God. This is exactly what I needed at the moment. So God can do, he can speak to you through anything, but you need to seek the word first, because that's where he mostly speaks to us, okay? So, I mean, I'll never forget it. And then later on, I saw him as a young man working in a supermarket, and I saw him, and I never forgot. I just looked at him with this eyes of love, you know, oh, my God, look at him. He's all grown up. But, yeah, God can use anything, but mainly he uses his word. So seek him first, okay? Spend time with him. Amen? Stephanie?
Yes. Thank you for the encouragement.
Okay. Well, God bless you. You have a blessed week.
Thank you. All right. By any chance, would you need anything like prayer just in my prayer time?
Oh, we do. Pray for the ministers on PGN, Prophet Randy, mm-hmm. as the Lord leads you. We always need prayer. We always need prayer because we're giving unto you. You know, we're taking the time so that God will give us more. And so that we can give you more for his glory, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Stephanie. You're welcome. God bless you, girl. All right. I have another caller. This is 251. I think I did that one. No. 251-229, your name and where you're from.
It's Sarah, and I'm from Alabama.
Sarah, Alabama. Sarah, Alabama. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for my sister Sarah, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I see flowers, Lord. I thank you for those flowers, the flowers that are coming out of Sarah's life, Lord. Thank you because they're blossoming, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Even in the winter, they're blossoming, Father God. Thank you, Lord. They're beautiful. They're beautiful. Beauty for ashes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, because she's entering to a different season, Lord, of her life. I thank you, Father God, that in the midst of all these other things, Father God, she is blossoming in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. Thank you for the tears that she shed, Lord, that they're watering the seeds that you've put in her heart, Father God. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this new season. Thank you, Lord, for the strength that you're giving her. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Oops, there we go. Sarah, what's going on?
Well, I'm excited, to talk about the flowers, and especially in the wintertime. That's beautiful, and that's the way the Lord wants us to, give him praise, give him honor for just planting those flowers in our lives, because that's true. We go through a rough patch, and then he can bring us out into the beautiful garden with flowers in it, and because he brings us out, and although we may go through or have trials and tribulations, he can bring us out. Out of a rough spot.
Yeah, that's what I was seeing in you, that there was flowers coming about. And so, wow. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in Sarah's
heart. Thank you, Lord.
My prayer for?
Well, yes. I just want prayer for strength. I was going through a rough patch there, but now I'm feeling a lot better. Because I know the Lord is in the midst of it all,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just excited about that, and just really praying for, I'm going to be doing another, job search, but not right now because I'm doing some things with my daughter, but that'll be like at the end of this month. So I'm just praying for favor on it once I get started.
Okay. Well, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for Sarah, Father God, in her job search, Father God, that she will find the right job, a job that's close to home where she doesn't have to go so far, Father God. I pray, Father God, that it'll be a job where she can use her talents, Father God. In a special way, I pray, Father God, for that you supply all her needs according to your riches and glory, that while she's waiting for that job, that, Father God, you meet all her needs. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, Lord, for her family, Father God, that you just, just bring unity and love and understanding, Father God. I just pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that all the things that involve her, Father God, that you bless, that her finances, her family. Lord, I just pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you do a work there, that you do a wonderful work there, and that this holiday season, Father God, that the family be together in unity, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life. I pray, Father God, that even before she goes to get a job, Lord, I just pray that you bring that job to her. Lord, I just pray you bring that job to her, that somehow, some way, that somebody will call her up and say, hey, you're perfect for this job, and that it'll be the perfect job for her, Lord, that it'll be a job full of blessings, Father God. I just thank you, Father God, even for those hard times in the job, that you will give her
the victory in every task, everything that comes in her hands to do, that she will be able to complete it because you are with her. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And I just pray, I thank you for the joy. I pray that you infuse her with that joy from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. I bind that spirit of sadness in the name of Jesus, that spirit of heaviness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for the joy. And Sarah, I'm just giving you this so that you understand. Be careful with what you sense. Sometimes it's coming from the outside and it's not coming from the inside. And sometimes we allow it access in our lives by what we speak. I remember one time I was going through something. This was a long time ago. And man, it felt like it was inside of me. And I spoke it. And I spoke how sad it was. And when I said that thing, I mean, it. I opened the door for it. And then I had to rebuke that and command it to leave. And as soon as I said that thing left immediately. And even the feelings left immediately. So be careful what you sense around you, because the enemy knows that you've gone through certain things. And a lot of it is not coming from you. It's coming from the outside. Okay, so don't be careful what you speak with your mouth. Don't allow it to come in, because that's what he wants. He's making you believe something that's not true of you. Okay?
Oh, okay. Well, thank the Lord.
Yeah,
that's definitely
it. And if you
it.
Around, rebuke it, tell it, get out of here. Going to get shocked and going to realize, ooh, she knows. Ooh, she knows. So it's going to go. So be careful, because sometimes it feels so much like if it's inside of it and it's not inside of you. Fear sometimes is on the outside and it's waiting for you to open your mouth up to come in, because you can't enter into agreement with it. Okay? So be careful that you don't open your mouth to say something, because you got tricked into it. The enemy is tricky. He'll try it. So be careful. Play worship music. And always, you know, put God before whatever you're doing. Lord, help me. You play music in the background really low. You seek the Lord. He's going to guide you. And you're going to see a difference in your atmosphere. Anoint your home. The other day I felt something like, I was like, what the heck is this? I was like, get out of here. And I started anointing my home and I felt so much better. I was like, I don't know how that hopped on me. Or from where? Maybe from going even to the Walmart. Things will try to hop on you, or, you know. But you got to constantly be, you know, be careful. Because that's not who you are. That's not who we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those feelings like that, don't give in to that. That's not who we are. Fear, that's not who we are. Sadness, that's not who we are. Okay?
Glad the Lord, I'm glad the Lord gave you that message before the phone conversation, you know, before the prayer ended. I'm glad he gave you that to say. So, because the adversary is tricky, and he tries to get you to do different things or believe different things that's not true, and you begin to do it and fall into the plan of the enemy. So I understand that.
Yep. So don't go into agreement with it. All right. You know, there's, for some reason, the Lord was showing me flowers, so don't let the enemy steal your peace, okay? Don't let the enemy come in to get the feelings from the outside. And the thoughts that we have, sometimes we have thoughts, and we're like, where did that come from? And you go, get out of here in the name of Jesus. And they're like, oh, she found out. She found out. Okay? Okay. Anything that doesn't line up with who God is and how he wants us to feel, I'm sorry, it's got to go. It's got to go. And I'm telling you all these things because I've been attacked through all this stuff, and maybe that's why I'm able to help you guys, because I know how the enemy works. And I have friends, they know what I've gone through, and they can tell you. So, rebuke that when, you know, if you're feeling sick or you have symptoms of something, rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Don't allow it. Don't let the enemy trick you into agreeing with it. What you see or what you feel or what you sense, no, that's not God. Line up with what God says. Don't line up with
Absolutely.
What the enemy. Amen. So that's for anybody that's listening online. But
rebuke it.
Diligently seek him so that we know, because he tells us beforehand what's going to happen. A lot of times I'll read the word of God and he prepares me for what's coming ahead. And so I already know. I'm like, I know you, because God already talked to me about you. So, amen.
Amen.
But you got to get yourself prepared by reading the word and spending time with him. Because how are you going to, you know, have the victory in your lives if you're not spending time? You know, we have to, like I say, pull out that magnifying glass. I'm always pulling it out.
Yeah. Like tonight, I just.
Go on.
Like tonight, I just got finished with Proverbs 18 and Psalms 18, as well as Psalms 91. And
uh-huh.
it feels so good, because it's like you're drawing closer to him through the word of God. So you're exactly right. That's what he wants us to do.
Yeah, and listen to the show at the beginning so you can get, because I know that everybody that God sends to a minister on PGN, the people that call on that day, it's whatever message is on is for them. It's a strategy for them. And so if you take it seriously from the beginning and you honor the ministers by listening to what they're saying to you and giving you these pictures so that you understand, you're going to go further. Okay? It's not for us. We're taking out of our time to minister to you guys. It's out of our time. We're not getting paid for this, and that's not how it should be. The word of God has to be given freely. Okay? And because we love the Lord, we want to help the people of God. So honor God by listening to everything, the whole thing, so that you can go further. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I wanted to pray for you. Pray for you as well, that the Lord may give you the happiest holidays, as well as with your life, health, and strength.
Well,
can you hear me?
That. Yeah.
And may he continue to bless you and your family with more prophetic words. Not only for me, but for the people that call, that needs health, that needs visions as well, coming from the Lord. And may the Lord continue to bless you as a servant of God. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I received that. That's a good prayer. Thank you, Lord. All right. And so, all right, Sarah. God bless you. Have a blessed week. And enjoy yourself this week and enjoy your family, okay?
Okay, right. Thank you and bless you. May God bless you.
Okay, Sarah. Okay, next caller, 254-541, your name and where you're from.
All right. Hey, I just want you to pray for me. It's Felicia. It's Felicia.
Thank you, Felicia. Okay, let me give me minutes so I can pray for you. Give me, I'm going to mute you. All right. Thank you, Lord, for Felicia. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for Felicia, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Felicia, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for the sister, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, Father God, for
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm just going to go right and say it. The Lord is uncovering an enemy, a snake, if you will. He's uncovering something, and he's showing it. Whatever it is, it's being shaken out, and it's appearing. He's exposing it. He's exposing it. And that's what I'm seeing right now, that God is exposing something for you to see in the name of Jesus. And that snake is going to be exposed. And it's whatever is exposed loses power. Amen. Whatever is exposed loses power. And the Lord is doing that for you so that you can see that he is in the midst and that he's protecting you and he's watching over you. But whatever it is, it's being exposed. And this snake is like going everywhere, like all confused. So God is bringing confusion to that snake where it can't do what it wants. And it's bringing it to the light and it loses its power. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for protecting Felicia from that. Whatever that is, Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for your protection over her. I thank you, Father God, that what the enemy is trying to do loses its power, that whatever the enemy is doing, Lord, cannot prosper. I thank you, Lord, for the confusion that you're bringing into that situation in the name of Jesus against the enemy. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. I just pray that you continue to use my sister and touch her and guide her in Jesus' name. Amen. You there, Felicia?
I'm still here, and I appreciate that prayer. I first was similar to that before, but so thank you. Appreciate that. And I have one request, and then I'll let you move on to the next, whoever. I'll let you move on. Mm-hmm. And once again, thank you for that. I appreciate that. So I just want to have it's not a niece, but it's my best friend's daughter. I just want to pray for her. Let's just pray for her. Her name is Courtney, and I just want to pray for her. I don't have any special request in terms of pray for her, you know, a particular thing, but let's just pray for her, and then we'll move on.
Okay, this is a friend of your best friend's niece?
My best friend's daughter.
Best friend's daughter. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Lord, for Felicia's best friend's daughter, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in this child's life. Lord, I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that whatever entanglement she's in, Lord, that you release her from those entanglements, Father God. If they're people or things, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that they release her in the name of Jesus. And I just pray, Father God, that you draw her to you, Father God, in a special way. Lord, I just hear entanglements, things that entangle her. Lord, I pray that if there are people or things, Lord, that I shouldn't be in her life, Lord, that you remove that from her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the work you're doing there, and I thank you for the work that you're doing in the Father, too, Lord. I ask you, Father God, to give him wisdom, bless him, give him wisdom, Father, wisdom from above. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for his look, the way he looks at her, the way he talks to her, the way that he even touches her, Lord, that it be from you, that she can sense your presence on her dad, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Appreciate
Amen.
It. Thank you. All
Amen.
Right. Thank you. I appreciate that prayer. Bless you. Bless you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. God bless. Is there anything else?
That's going to be it. I appreciate it. That's it. Thank you.
All right. God bless.
Okay, that was for Felicia. All right, we have a whole bunch of people on the line, but nobody wants to raise their hand. Just dial one, and you'll be in the queue. There's nobody else. Let's see, did I cover that one? Yeah, I covered that one. We have a lot of other people on the line, so, I mean, I'll play another song until you guys decide if you want to be on the line or I can talk more about the things of God. Let's see. I had something else, but I didn't cover that. And this was pertaining to, I covered about what the Lord had been showing me. Oh, there you go. We have somebody on the line. 972-365, your name and where you're from. 365, your name.
This is Rhonda from Texas.
Hello,
Sister Carmen. This is Rhonda from Texas.
God bless. Give me a minute and I'll pray for you. Give me a minute. Let me put you on mute. Thank you, Lord, for Sister Rhonda, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for my sister, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the peace you're giving my sister in this season, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in her life. In the name of Jesus, this time of rest and preparation, Father God, thank you for that rest, that preparation in her life, Father God. I thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, because she values those around her, Father God. Thank you for the value that she gives to others, Father God, that enjoyment of others, Lord, that she's learning that it's not about things, but about people. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless my sister and use her mightily for your kingdom, for her heart is set on you. And she says yes to what you say, and amen. Lord, bless her family, Father God. Bless her hands, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And amen. So, let's see, where were we? Okay, is that you, Sister Rhonda?
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Amen. Thank you for praying. Thank you for the word. I had asked you, like, maybe like 3 or 4 weeks ago to pray for my granddaughter's father, Donald. He had came down with COVID, and he had it really bad. He was in West Texas. He had to end up driving here to back home to East Texas. And it had gotten so bad, he thought he was going to have to go to the hospital. But I had called one night and asked you to pray. It had got to where he couldn't even keep anything down. But I just want to thank you for praying because the Lord restored him. He's back in good health, and he's back to working. So that's a praise report.
Wow.
Yes, a praise report.
So he's working. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
He's back.
Yeah,
he's back to work. Yes. Yes.
Wow.
He had it really, really. He had a real bad case of it. And it was bad because, like I said, he was having trouble breathing and things like that. So he came home because if he had to go in the hospital, he wanted to be closer to home. But the Lord went in and just began to eradicate that stuff up out of his body. And like I said, people that prayed in faith for him, including you, I just thank you for it because, like I said, he's back and he's doing well.
Yeah, let's keep on praying right now for I hear that there's a variant, whether it's true or not. I pray in the name of Jesus that those that are on the line, that loved ones with COVID, or any of the variants, Lord, we just pray, Father God, we bind that in the name of Jesus. We command it to die and by the roots and go in Jesus' name to never come back in Jesus' name. We bind it and we cast it out in Jesus' name. We ask you, Father God, that you protect the PGN family, that you protect the ministers on PGN, that you protect Prophet Randy and his family from all these viruses may be out there, Lord. We just ask you, Father God, that you protect all of us, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that those that have already had it, Lord, we just pray that you bring a touch in their bodies from the top of their heads to the bottom of their feet, that whatever residue or things that are in their lungs, things that are in the blood, things that may have gone into the DNA, we bind that. We command it to go in Jesus' name. I pray that you restore all that, Father God. Restore it. Restore the lungs just better than they were before. Restore the DNA, Father God, to the place where that you've created it to be, Father. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for what you're doing, Lord. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for setting people free. And any side effects of the vaccines that people may have taken, Father God, we just pray that you clean all that out of their bodies in Jesus' name, that nothing will affect them, that nothing will harm them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
All right.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes.
I have something else I would like to share also. If you don't have any more callers, if you have any more callers, I can wait.
No, go ahead. Just go. I have one
okay.
more.
My daughter works at a clinic with some other ladies, and she was just saying that I think the other day that all of them are born-again believers, spirit-filled believers, and I think she said one of them may be from Pakistan, and the other one just moved here not too long ago from out of town, out of state. But she said they were sitting there talking, and she said one of the ladies brought up, you know, that she was going through a divorce and, you know, everything that was going on with her husband, and he had been unfaithful. And, you know, she was saying that, you know, he had put her and the kids out the house, and my daughter started just sharing, you know, with her, you know, to just, you know, pray about it. You know, sometimes when we're going through things, God is, not some of the time, but all the time, God is in the midst. So she said another young lady started witnessing to her about a situation that she was in to where somebody put a loaded gun to her head and pulled the trigger twice, but the gun got jammed each time. And she was saying that she went from that situation to being beat with the gun, and then she ended up moving here to live with a family member. They end up putting her out, and she was homeless, sleeping on somebody's couch. Then she went to sleeping, you know, in her car. And she recently just found an apartment. But my daughter was sharing with them because, you know, she's still at home with us because she's trying to finish school. And she said she just started thinking, you know, sometimes when she think her situation, you know, trying to work, trying to pay for classes and do a lot of things, she said when she think her situation could be worse, you know, she look at the fact that these ladies have struggled and went through domestic violence and things like that. But she said the Lord opened up a door for them to connect right there in that clinic where nobody walked up and interfered. But she said she asked the one lady that's going through the divorce, she said, well, how are you able to do this? And she told her that a homeless guy came into the clinic one day, and the homeless guy was just so full of joy, just so full of joy. And she asked him, she said, how are you so full of joy? She said, when you don't have anything, that you're sleeping on the street. And said a homeless guy said, oh, I have everything. He said, the Lord supplies all of my needs. He said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And she said that that man just touched her. And she said she just immediately began to cry. She said, because even when she thought she was going through something with a failed marriage and, you know, having to raise those children on her own because, you know, he was being unfaithful and put them out the house. She said, this man doesn't even have anywhere to sleep. And he told her, he said, I don't value possessions. He said, I value the Lord. And he said, he has been my, you know, my refuge and my fortress and my very present help in a time of trouble. But they, my daughter said they just sit there and they just witnessed amongst each other. She said all of them was crying, and she said it was like a divine connection. And I told my daughter, I said that one thing about what God is doing, I said, you're at that clinic. She's young. She's never been married, never been involved with anybody. But the love of Christ is so in her that when the Lord presents a time, because I think she's the youngest one, when the Lord presents a time, he allowed her to minister and witness to people. And even though they was blessing her with their testimony, as she began to witness and speak the word to them, they was grateful for what she could give them, you know, scriptures and the word of God and just encouragement. And she said, you know, she said, you just never know what people are going through. So I wanted to get a prayer for, because I think one of the ladies that was homeless, she finally found her an apartment, and she said she's paying a lot, but she said she's grateful that God blessed her with somewhere to stay. I think her name is Tracy. And the other lady with the children, she said her rent is going to be very expensive, but the Lord blessed her with a nursing job. She's now a nurse, and she's going to be able to provide for her children. But her name is Sindhu, and I don't know the homeless guy's name, because I told my daughter, I said, that could have been an angel, you know, in disguise. But I just thank God for the divine connection he allowed them to have. She said, right there in the middle of that clinic, she said, Mama, she said, nobody interfered. Nobody came up. She said, it's like we sit there, and it was basically almost as we had service. She said, because we were sitting there encouraging each other. And she said, those ladies were saying that it was God's grace, his protection, and his love that has gotten them this far. It's nothing else. And I told my daughter, I said, just, you know that even when it seems like things may not be working the way you want them to, because she's trying to finish school and she got some more classes left, I said, just know that God has ordered your steps. You know, it was for you to be there that day to be able to give them what you gave them and for them to give you what they gave you. So I just wanted prayer for those ladies, you know, for that, you know, the Lord will continue to supply their needs. Cindy,
yes.
Tracy, and then I don't know the homeless guy's name.
Well, Lord, I just lift up Tracy. I pray, Father God, that you would just allow her, guide her steps, Father God, open doors for her, Father God, for a roof on her head, Father God, that she will have all the things that she needs, but the most important thing, Lord, that she has you, Lord. I pray, Father God, that you surround her with people that will love on her and will help her, Father God, and will lead her to you, Lord. I pray for Sindhu, or what's that, her name again?
Sindhu.
Sindhu, Lord, I just pray for Sindhu, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, Father God, because you're guiding her steps. You're changing things. You're protecting her, Father God, and you're going to reveal to yourself to her in a special way like she's never seen before, Lord. I pray, Father God, that you continue to order her steps, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you would provide her that good job wherever she needs to be, Father God. I pray that you protect her children. I pray, Father God, that you guide her, Father God, and that you continue to bless her, Lord. Lord, keep her, Father God, safe from all these attacks, Father God, that she's receiving, but help her to realize that what the enemy meant for evil, that you're turning it around for her good, Lord. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. And I pray for that homeless man, Lord. I pray that you supply all his needs according to your riches and glory. Lord, I pray, Father God, that he will find a home, that someone would offer him a place to live, Father God, and that whatever it is that he may need, Lord, that you will bless him for his obedience in glorifying and magnifying your holy name. Be with him and protect him, Father God, on the streets, Lord, and protect him from the elements outside, Father God, and just continue to bless him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in his life, Lord. I thank you, Father God. Give him more. Give him more. Give him more. And that there's more, that you have more for him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this, for Rhonda's sister, Father God. Thank you for that spiritual nurse, Lord.
It's my daughter. It's my daughter.
Oh, your
daughter. It's my daughter, my baby daughter. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, for Rhonda's daughter, Lord, give her more, Lord, that spiritual nurse, Father God. We just ask you, Father God, that you continue to use her mightily for your kingdom. Lord, I pray that you reveal more things to her, Father God. Oh, Lord, thank you for that boldness, Father God. I just ask you, Father God, in Jesus' name, that that you bless her, even in the midst of all that she's seen, Lord, that you will reward her for her obedience, Father God. And thank you for this family, Lord. Continue to use them for your glory, Father God, for Rhonda's husband, for Rhonda, for her family, Lord. Thank you for this godly family, Lord, that they speak your truth. Use them more in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. May you have a
thank
blessed week, an awesome holiday. And we thank God for you, Sister Corman. We thank God for you.
Well, pray for all the ministers and that God would continue to do a work in us and Prophet Randy, pray for him,
yes.
And that God will protect him and you know all that in Jesus' name. All right, sister. Well, God
yes,
bless
ma'am.
You. Have a blessed week. Enjoy your family.
Thank you, and you do too. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless. That reminds me of something that she mentioned about someone having a gun on their face and that it didn't go off. There was a pastor in Mexico where these bad people had come into the church and they were all prostrated on the floor seeking the Lord. And they came in and they were all on their faces. And one of the people in the church tells the pastor, "Hey, pastor," and the pastor looks up and they got guns. And so they wanted what they had, any money that they had, but the man started trying to shoot them, and they couldn't. The gun was clicking and didn't do anything. Once the man got outside, because they started being chased, the man started using his gun outside, and the gun worked outside. But inside the church, in front of the people, nothing happened. They were protected. And that pastor had stories. So, you know, when it's not your time to go out, it's not your time to go out. God has a reason for it. So let me take the next caller. It's 903-720. I'm not sure if I had. No, I didn't take that one. Your name and where you're from.
This is Sylvia from Texas.
Sylvia from Texas. Okay,
yeah.
Give me a minute. All right. Thank you, Lord, for Sylvia from Texas. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. You're getting your ways right with the Lord. And the Lord is pleased with that. He loves that.
Yes.
I see you even drawing closer to him in ways that you hadn't done before, and you're seeing things in God that you had not seen before. Sylvia, I thank you, Lord, for her, Lord, right now. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life, Father God, that those crooked ways are being straightened out, and I see a straight path. I see a straighter path in the name of Jesus. And it's because of your obedience as you're seeking him, because you want more of him. And so I see like almost that, like that path was crooked and it's almost like it was like being corrected and it's becoming straight in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Sylvia's life because of her obedience, Lord, because she's seeking your face, not your hand, Lord. I thank you, Lord. She's seeking you. Thank you, Lord. And she's amazed at what you're doing in her life. And that the best is yet to come. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yeah, Sylvia, the Lord sees your obedience, and he sees the things that were crooked and, you know, that they're becoming straight because of your obedience. And know that he sees that, and he sees your efforts, and he loves you very much.
Yeah.
He loves you very much. And he was waiting for you. He was waiting for you. He was waiting for you to love on you like never before. And you see that. You know that. You're amazed. You're amazed. You're amazed. Amen. Talk to me, Sylvia.
Hi, woman of God. I just thank God for the word and everything that I heard all tonight. And just wanted you to pray for me. The enemy, he tried to kill, steal, and destroy. PGN knows me from the things I went through 3 years ago. Miss Rhonda was on, and you know they know I went through some physical challenges and all that. But the devil is trying to take my healing, and you know, I was unconscious for everybody on PGN knows my story. On the floor for 14 hours, and they found me. I was only breathing 10%, but God kept me here, like you said, for a reason. When those guns didn't shoot, they didn't shoot whenever.
Oh,
but
you're
it
the
was
one.
My...
You're
no,
the
no,
one.
No, I was just, yes. And so everyone was praying
that
for me.
Guns?
No, I was the one that the Lord raised me up after breathing only 10%. When they found me on the floor. So that was 3 years ago. So, but now it's been 3 years, and the enemy is trying to come back and take my healing, you know, in my stomach, you know, my digestive and my gut, you know, not being able to digest like I need to, my food and my walking and all that. But I just know that the devil is a lie. And I am healed by his stripes. And I claim it, and I speak it every day, all day, and my communion 3 or 4 times a day. I believe in that. And I just wanted you to pray for healing in the name of Jesus.
So let me talk to you first. Sometimes the enemy will make us think that we have something when we don't have it. And he's trying to get, like I was telling one of the sisters before you, that he's trying to get us to come into agreement with what he wants to do in your body. Okay? So if God, if you've been prayed for and it's already, you've been healed, the enemy is going to try to come in and lie to you to make you feel like it's happening again. And he gets you, he tricks you into believing that, and you fall for it and you start speaking it by agreeing with your words. You see? So what you have to say is, no, devil, you're a liar, and the Lord has already healed me. Thank you, Jesus, for healing me. Thank you, Jesus, for healing me. Thank you, Jesus, for healing me. Thank you, Lord, because I'm set free. And I rebuke anything that the enemy's trying to do. And when the enemy brings up these things, you rebuke it and you say, you better go in Jesus' name. I'm already healed.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
Because don't let him get to agree with him. Okay? But when you sense this, it's coming from the outside, and he's trying to make you to agree with your mouth. It's like I was telling that sister, you know, about sadness and things like that. When we open our mouth to agree, then he comes in. And really does the work. And it may have been on the outside and not on the inside. So I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you, Sylvia. Lord, I thank you for my sister. I thank you, Father God, for the work you're doing in her life. I thank you, Lord, because no weapon formed against her shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against her in judgment shall be proven to be in the wrong. Whatever the enemy says will be wrong.
in the name of Jesus. And I, Lord, I take authority over whatever that is, that spirit that's hindering her, whether in the body or outside of the body. We bind that spirit in the name of Jesus, and we command it to leave in the name of Jesus, never to return. And, Lord, any symptoms, any signs or anything, Lord, I pray that you help her to rebuke that, that she will not allow the enemy to come in with her words by being in agreement with it, that the enemy will not trick her, but that she has the wisdom to know the difference in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, because she's blessed and she's not cursed. She is blessed in the name of Jesus. She is blessed. She is blessed, blessed, blessed. Well, God blesses, when God blesses, he brings it without sorrow. And I thank you, Lord, for the change in Sylvia's life. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. I thank you, Father God, for the changes and the amazement that she's beginning to see in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God. Amen and amen.
Amen.
And for what you're going
to
do. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, sister, don't allow the enemy to lie to you and steal your healing. Okay, we've already prayed for it. Keep him out.
Mm-hmm.
Watch what you say with your mouth. Don't come in agreement at all. He'll trick you. He'll trick you, and it feels like it's the real thing, and it's not. Randy even spoke about that the other day over somebody, and he was saying that he had some symptoms and he felt everything like. He had something, and he looked it up online, and sure enough, all the symptoms were there. But he says that he rebuked that in the name of Jesus, commanded that to go, and the next day he was fine. He was fine. So, you know, the it comes in and makes you think that there's something happening to you, but it's not in your body. It's outside of your body, and it feels so real, but it's not. It's not. It's not God. It's the enemy. Okay, remember, you're blessed, and the enemy is not coming after you. That if you rebuke that, because God is blessing you. You're being run over with blessings.
Amen.
Okay? God's overrunning you with blessings. He's trying to catch up to you because the blessings are on you so much. Okay? So see yourself like that. Like the blessings are trying to, and you're moving, and they're trying to catch up to you to give you even more blessings, because you're blessed.
Amen.
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 You see,
Amen.
Because you're seeing it. You're seeing
Amen.
It, right?
Amen.
You can see that, right?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, I am. Amen. Yes, ma'am, I really
I
am. Thank you. I really am. Better than blessed. Yeah.
Yeah, you can see it, right? You see it? That's where you have to start. You have to see it.
You have to see it.
You see yourself being overtaken with blessings.
Yes.
Amen. Don't let the enemy lie to you. Because if he can lie to you, he can take from you. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And if we let him, he'll do it.
Yes.
God is going to give us the strength, the life to overcome all the power of the enemy. He says, I have given you authority to tread upon snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. So he's giving you the authority. So you take the authority and you speak it. Okay?
Amen. Thank you.
You're his child, right? You gave your heart to Jesus?
Yes.
Have you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. You're part of the family, so you have the authority.
Amen.
He didn't say some. He said you have the authority to tread upon snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. All the power of the enemy. Not some. All.
Authority. All.
Even little kids can come against the enemy, and he has to go when they know their authority.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, woman of God, for the word tonight and all the other ones that I heard that had gone forth. God, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank the Lord. He's the one that's given it to you. I'm just a vessel of the power of God. I ain't nothing. I can't do nothing. That's the beauty of God. When he comes into our lives, the money that we have, comes to life. The life that we have comes to life. Everything we have comes to life. Without it, these things are nothing.
Nothing.
And so we're talking about the metals in the tabernacle of meeting, the gold and all that stuff. When people seek after gold and silver and all these things of currencies, they get nothing when they don't have God with it. When God gives it, he blesses it. And it goes somewhere and it multiplies. And when God gives you a blessing, it comes without sorrow. But when you seek these things from the world, this, the currency and the money and the silver and the gold and all that stuff, it comes and goes. It comes and goes because whatever is gotten from the world, it gets lost because it's not – God is the one that empowers you to have these things, to use it for his glory. But when they don't bring him glory, they're nothing.
Amen.
And so praise him. Know that he's in your life, and he's going to amaze you with the wonderful things he's going to continue to do in your life. Amen.
Amen.
And say this. I don't know how old you are or whoever else is on the line. Sometimes we reach an older age that we think, oh, because I can't get married or I'm older. I can't have kids or this and that, or I can't do this because I'm a lot older. No, baloney. Sometimes God does greater work in your older years because it's spiritually done.
Yes.
It's spiritual work. And the children that is, if in the physical you were having babies, in the spiritual you're going to have spiritual babies.
Amen.
So whatever. You know, the lies of the enemy, that the enemy's lying to any of you, I don't care how old you are. God can use you at any age. And when it seems impossible, that's when it's more sweet. That's when it's sweeter. Because then God chooses the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. Amen?
So,
be blessed. Be blessed. Is there anything else you would like to speak a word?
No, that's it. I'm just thankful and grateful that I got a chance to get on tonight, and for
God
you
bless
to.
You.
Thank
you, Sister. So you'll
thank
be blessed
you.
And have a week and enjoy your time with your family this week.
Thank you. Amen. You too. You as well.
All right. Bye bye. All right, that was Sister Sylvia. If anyone else is on the line, let's see. Oh, I see another hand. Give me a minute. Okay, I have 903-808. Your name and where you're from.
Hey,
go ahead.
This is Jean. I woke up and I was listening to your sermon. I thought, oh, I'm gonna call in. I love getting prayed for by people that have never prayed for me before.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Gina?
Jeannie.
You said this was Jeannie. Oh, hi, Miss Jeannie.
Hi.
Give me a minute. Let me mute you for a moment, and I'll pray for you. Oh, thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus for Jeannie, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life, Father God. Oh, thank you, Lord. The Lord is showing me like an edible flower, that you're like an edible flower that brings healing in people's soul. And that edible, I see people eating the edible flowers that you're providing, that you're giving. And thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Jeannie's life, Father God, for the word of God that she speaks and brings you honor. Thank you, Lord, because you asked us to feed those around us, and she surely does in a special and a beautiful way, Lord. I thank you, Father God, because she gives like an edible flower, Father God.
that people can take and eat and nourish themselves, Father God, with your word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Jeannie, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jeannie. You there?
Oh, thank you. Yes, ma'am. That was precious. That was precious. Thank you. Yes, I had fell asleep early, and I had woke up about 11, and I come in here, get a drink of water, and I thought, well, I'm going to see if anybody, anyone's on tonight, and saw you, and so I enjoyed getting to sit and just listen a little bit. I love listening to the others and getting to hear everyone minister and just the prayer. You know, it's feed your soul just to hear the prayer,
yeah,
and just to hear others talk about God and the Word of God. So I enjoyed it. It's like, oh, that brings sweet sleep. Then when you go back to bed, it brings sweet sleep just to have partaken and heard, yeah, of, just heard the Word and the prayers.
Yeah, yeah. When we have the Word of God, and it's like being in the house of God,
it
and
is.
You're with your brothers and your sisters, and we're one big family where we share the Word of God, and we just praise the Lord, and we help each other. It's like being in the kitchen table, talking to each other, and ministering to each other. Amen. That's what I feel about PGN, that they're my family,
mm-hmm,
and I love them. I love you all. But that's beautiful that you're a flower, an edible flower.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
I feel the same way about the PGN family and the ones even that call in that, you know, we become familiar with and become like family, and it's beautiful. I mean, it's beautiful. But
yeah, we honor each other, and God honors us. You know, and that's a beautiful thing when we honor each other. And you don't see that in a lot of places, but you do see it on PGN, where we,
mm-hmm,
oh, there's one thing that I heard that last night, LaShawn was sick. She had back problems. So
uh-huh,
let's pray for her.
Randy talked to,
yeah,
me.
Everybody,
yeah,
that's on the line. What's that?
I said Randy texted me and told me about it. I didn't hear it on PGN, but he texted me and said that her back was bothering her.
Yeah, so let's pray for her. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we,
yes,
lift up Sister LaShawn, Father God, for her back. Father God, we just pray that you straighten anything that's out of place, any discs that need extra cushion, Lord. We just pray that you cook. We pray, Father God, that you line that back up in Jesus' name, and any other part of her skeletal body, Lord, that you line it up, that you do an alignment, Father God. We pray that you give her an alignment, a heavenly alignment in the name of Jesus, that it'll bring alignment to her back, Father God, and that she will not feel pain. We bind anything that's coming against her in any way, form, or fashion, and we just pray, Father God, that you just you take it away from her in Jesus' name. We just pray, Father God. We thank you for your healing touch from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our sister. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bring her back. We miss her, Father. In the name of Jesus, and bless her with her family and her family this week. Lord, let her enjoy her family this week. We just praise you for that in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Yes, amen. Thank you, Lord. And Father, we just also ask, Lord, if there's any pinched nerves, anything there that is causing pain, Lord, in that area, Father, that you bring restoration,
yes,
there, Lord, any kind of inflammation, anything that would be pinching in any way, Lord, they bring relief there, Father. Lord, we just ask,
right,
Lord, that even as Carmen said, Lord, that you bring alignment, Lord, that you bring bring things into correction, Lord. Bring, Lord, if it's anything, even because our backs can be affected, even if there's something in our walk, in our knees, and our, you know, things that are down lower, many things can affect our back and make our back hurt. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for bringing everything, Lord, just into correction, Lord, that she walks evenly, Lord, that her knees are even, Lord, so that anything that could affect her back, Lord, that it is also corrected in every way.
Yes.
And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for bringing comfort to LaShawn and bringing sweet sleep to her, Lord. Father, that everything there, Lord, any kind of inflammation in the muscles and the tendons and in any area of her body, Lord, we just thank you, Father, for bringing restoration and healing in every way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, we need our sister back. And, Lord, we just pray for all the ministers on PGN. Lord, keep them safe. Lord, any backlashes from the enemy, we cancel all the work of the enemy right now, that the enemy will not try anything against any of them or any of the PGN family, Lord, in any way, form, or fashion, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I pray that you give them a blessed week with their families, that they'll enjoy their families, that they'll love God and love their families in a special way like never before, in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Well, girl, you have a blessed week. Thank you for taking my call, and I know it's kind of towards the end of your program. I don't want to take up any more of your time in case you have anyone else or just let you get on to bed. I don't know what time it is where you're at. But
No, don't worry. Mm-hmm. And I do it until the Lord says, no, we have people on the line, but they don't have their hands lifted up. But slowly, surely they do. okay, sister, if there's anything else that you'd like to pray about or give a testimony.
No, I'm good. We've just been really busy with, as you know, for the years that we prayed and had different ones praying about finding the property where the Lord had for us, because Randy had ministered to us and others for years about moving, so we're really, really busy in the process of packing this house up and slowly getting things to there's a double wide on the property we're moving to, and once we get moved there and we get this house sold, then we'll start looking into building the house, but we're going to move into the double wide at first. So we're moving furniture there and have carpenters coming in and out here doing things, and it's trying to build horse barns and fences and things up there. So it's a busy, busy time this right now for us, but God is good, and it's all coming together, and it's exciting. It's tiring on our bodies, but it's exciting in our hearts about what all God is doing and what all he has ahead of us. So, yeah, well, you all have a blessed Christmas and a blessed week, and God just cover you with his love and his anointing.
Yes, you too. It's funny that you mentioned horses. The Lord has been talking to me about horses and showing. I don't know what that has to do, because I'm not near. Well, I am near horses, but I don't have anything to do with horses. But I pray that God will open doors in his perfect timing for the land that you're looking for, and that he will reward you, and that you'll be able to do what it is that God wants you to do with the horses, with your land, with your family, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen.
Well, God bless you.
God bless you. All right. That's funny, because horses to me are like big dogs. They're funny. They're hilarious. All right. I have other callers on the line, but I will not call on you if you don't raise your hand. I won't do that. Let's see. All right. I see one, two. Okay. Well, I'll play something while I wait for you guys to decide, because we still have some time. All right. Let me play this song. Thank you.
Boy. so whole. Lord. Let the light of your grace, Lord. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. It's the way. Let the will of your glory be the will of your glory. Oh.
And that was that song is beautiful, and it wraps up what I've been preaching about tonight. That song is "For Your Name Is Holy." I Enter the Holy of Holies by Paul Wilbur, and it has lyrics. If you'd like to hear that and watch that video, you will understand, and everything ties up with what I've been talking about, the tabernacle of meeting. And when you have an understanding of how to approach God, we don't do it lightly. We have to do it respectfully, and we have to do it knowing that there's judgment when we handle the things of God in a wrong way. Self-examination, people. Self-examining. And so I just wish you a good week, a blessed holiday, and remember, it's about Him. It's not about the things. It's about Him. And we celebrate it. And I thank God that we are able to continue to celebrate it, even though it may not be the day that He was born, but the world still honors that, and we're giving Him honor. We're giving Him honor on that day. And there might be a time where it's dark, and all that might be stripped away from us. So enjoy this. Enjoy the time with your family, and tell your children, your grandchildren, the reason for us celebrating this time, this season of the year. You be blessed. I pray that for safety for all of you, and that you're safe, and that you enjoy each other, loving God and loving others. Well, we'll be wrapping it up. God bless, and this is the end of the show. God bless you.